B-Pod Studios.
Hello, hello, Dan. Dan Rather.
Yes, Dan, how are you?
Very good. Thank you, sir, for coming on the show on such short notice like this.
Well, it is my distinct pleasure to say hello to an old friend.
I had heard, now correct me if I'm wrong, and I don't know where exactly I read it, but you were looking to start some kind of syndicated program?
I did send an email.
Okay.
Just trying to sort of kick the tires.
And the thing is, you've been off the CBS Evening News since 2005.
I have been, yes.
Well, from 1981 to 2005, you were the anchorman of the CBS Evening News, and I know...
Those were the days, and I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but I didn't leave willingly.
I know you didn't leave willingly. That was the whole President Bush and serving in the armed forces scandal, and that your other reporters and people that you worked with got fired, and I guess at this time it went right to the top. You, managing editor and anchorman, had to kind of bow out. Tell me about this syndication thing that you're looking to do to once again be in front of everybody again, and we can actually hear Dan Rather. What is this thing?
I appreciate the phone call, and I'm awfully excited about this new venture. The genesis of it was I was sitting around one day in my underpants.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah, I know about that. Go ahead.
And I got an itch.
Literal?
I got,
yeah,
Stan, first and foremost,
yeah.
Long before I was a legendary anchorman, I made my bones as a reporter.
Yeah, and correspondent, absolutely.
Going into whether it was a White House or a combat zone, and sometimes you could take your pick as to which one was more dangerous.
I remember when you tied yourself to a tree during Hurricane Andrew.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I remember that as well.
Yeah, okay. You itch, a literal itch in your underwear.
It was an itch to get back to doing some reporting. And when I was at CBS, I had a wonderful staff. They were all fired because of me.
Yes, they were.
And I can't afford them. But I thought to myself, Dan, you know what? You have got a wonderful resource that you did not have at the beginning of your career, and that is the Internet.
That's very true.
And there is a lot of information out there on the Internet that is not being reported. And I thought, well, why don't I bring my skills as a communicator and bring this information to light. And I'm thinking about going the syndicated route on radio stations like yours.
Uh-huh.
With a simple feature called Rather Not.
Oh.
Dan Rather reporting.
Yeah, can you give us a little sample?
Well, in the email that I sent to your producer, there should have been some audio files attached.
Yeah,
Was there?
And I can give you a test run here.
Yeah,
I haven't actually done this for anyone yet. I haven't even done the demo. But if you've got the intro music there, we'll give you a little taste of this Texas tea we're making.
Let's do it. Hit the intro. Let's do it.
And normally there'd be an announcer.
Right.
I'll just do it myself.
Okay.
This is Rather Not with Dan Rather reporting. President George W. Bush and Republican presidential candidate Senator John McCain were legally married in a small ceremony at the apartment of a close friend in West Hollywood, California, late Tuesday night. The wedding came on the heels of California becoming the second U.S. state to legalize same-sex unions. The ceremony was presided over by California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who wore his camouflage military outfit from the film Predator in order to not appear too fruity.
What?
That's according to Schwarzenegger aide Julia Rodriguez. McCain Communications Director Jill Hasselbaker said in a prepared statement, "Once again, Senator McCain has shown he's a maverick who is willing to take a bold stand based on principle. This marriage will certainly highlight the differences between President Bush and Senator McCain. We hope all Americans put aside partisan differences and will join us in wishing both the president and Senator McCain the best as they begin their honeymoon by drilling for oil together off the coast of Catalina Island.
Pardon?
A reportedly devastated Senator Joe Lieberman could not be reached for comment. Republican insiders, speaking off the record, expressed a mixture of confusion, anger, and arousal at the turn of events. A defiant President Bush remained firm in his stiff opposition to gay marriage, despite the throbbing controversy among huge members of Congress, who hardened their positions and threatened to whip out every tool at their disposal.
What?
This is same-sex marriage, not a gay marriage, said President Bush at an impromptu press conference in front of the French Quarter restaurant. I am not gay even one little tiny bit, and I remain opposed to gay marriage. I know the press likes to play gotcha with this sort of thing, so I'm going to be real clear about this. Senator McCain and I will not be having any sort of gay sex with each other. When pressed on the question of having sex with the president, McCain was noncommittal, but he said he would support whatever decision the president made. You're listening to Rather Not with Dan Rather reporting.
Wait. Dan, you're a legendary anchor man and reporter correspondent far
back. Well, I appreciate the kind words.
But Dan, that stuff's not accurate. That's where did you get your information?
I got this straight off
accurate.
The internet.
Straight. Not everything on the internet, Dan, is real. I don't know where you got that from. You had a tremendous crew over at CBS to.
Well, I found a gentleman here. His name is Lee Stranahan, and he's done the research on this.
No, but it's tabloid stuff. It's like weekly.
It's satire.
It's satire. It's weekly world news. It's
coming up next on Rather Not with Dan Rather reporting. We will break the news. Senator Barack Obama has chosen a running mate. And it's a story you will only hear on Rather Not with Dan Rather reporting. Roll that music. What? Today on Rather Not with Dan Rather reporting. Obama chooses a VP. A Rather Not exclusive.
Yeah, but it is an exclusive. Go ahead.
Dateline Holland, Michigan. Speaking to a packed auditorium, presumptive Democratic Party nominee Barack Obama announced that he intends to nominate Illinois Senator Barack Obama as his vice presidential running mate. To repeat our headline, Barack Obama selects Obama as VP.
What?
We can, Rather Not, with Dan Rather reporting, can confirm Obama has chosen Obama as VP. Candidate Obama praised Senator Obama's judgment, energy, and commitment to change and announcing what he called the dream ticket. The dream ticket that's such a dream, you keep hitting the snooze button just to keep on dreaming it.
No,
choosing a vice president is the first major decision any candidate makes, and I've spent several months trying to choose someone with a resume, intellect, and temperament that I respect. It's become clear that person is Barack Obama, said Barack Obama. After a wild ovation, Obama gave a full-throated endorsement of Obama while maintaining that selecting Obama was Obama's first move in selecting a cabinet of rivals, which many Washington insiders suspect could include a nomination of former Illinois State Senator Barack Obama for Secretary of State or the selection of best-selling author Barack Obama for Attorney General. Yes, we have differences. Take our positions on NAFTA, said Obama. Consider Senator Obama's strong and principled opposition to the bill that gives immunity to the telecom companies, the very bill I'm about to vote in favor of this coming week. Or contrast my own deeply held faith with Senator Obama's respect for science. So we're one, but we're not the same.
You can't
at
do
Obama.
Obama.
As Obama nodded in agreement, Senator Obama often quotes the beautifully reasoned lyrics of Neil Peart from the Canadian power trio Rush. The differences leave room for you and I to grow. To put it in another way, to quote Sly Stone, I want to thank you for letting me be myself again. Responding quickly, Republican presumptive nominee John McCain quipped, Obama and Obama seem to be running for Barack Obama's first term, and then proceeded to chuckle at his own comment for an amount of time that several observers, including this reporter, called uncomfortably long.
Dan?
This has been Hit That Outro. This has been Rather Not with Dan Rather reporting. Courage.
It needs work. Thank you, Dan, and thank you for your time.
Can we count on your support?
Not yet. Not yet. Well,
need to polish that.
Look here. I gift wrapped a big old box from Macy's.
Yeah.
Put a big red, white, and blue bow on it.
Yeah.
And gave you the scoop.
Yeah.
On Barack Obama's vice president.
But it's not true. It's tabloid
stuff.
And
I can't even get a maybe out of it.
You can't even do reporting anymore. You're depending on people getting tabloid stuff and false information from the internet.
What's the frequency?
I'll talk to you later, Dan. Dan Rather, everybody. Courage, Dan.
Courage.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. Oh,
management of Beasley Broadcasting would like to thank Stan and Haney for their decades of dedication to this radio station. We'd like to, but we won't. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. I did that.
You did it on your own?
Yeah, I did. I had to have a junior, though, do the Darth Vader. I couldn't figure that one out.
Oh, because I had asked you yesterday if you would kindly order.
Yeah, and I'm not going to order. He did volunteer. He says, well, is this going to become part of the regular routine now?
Yeah.
Talking about all our lights and stuff that we have in here. They've been not working for months because there's no batteries in them. And Haney brought some batteries, and it's all working. And explained to Junior that it's now on when we come on, off when we go off.
Because you're supposed to be able to make him do it automatically.
Don't even ask me to.
D-Train figured it out.
He figured it out, but then after a while, the timer got messed up. And so, like, we have lights that
say
S&H.
Well, that's because of that damn daylight savings time.
And then, no, it would be the ampersand would come on first, and then you'd have to wait a few minutes, and then the H would come on, and then the S would come. It never stayed timed. Let me ask you a question.
I'm just full of answers.
Well, this is, and I throw this out to Junior, too, because I started wondering this. I saw it today. I was pulling out of my complex. Now, my complex in the wintertime, that's when the old people go there. The average age of my complex rises to about 77, where I live. And so they're all out there. Ma and Pa are out there, you know. Some of them with walkers, some of them with wheelchairs.
And they still view you as a troublemaker.
Oh, yeah.
Even though you've lived there year-round for years. They bought a condo, and they look at you as the trouble element.
Yeah, and even some of them, this is a new thing that I've seen over the past couple of years. The old people, instead of using a walker, they use those cross-country poles.
What?
And they'll walk around with the cross-country poles.
That's stupid.
It helps them with their balance. And they're not leaning on something. They're just using them like two big canes. But they're the cross-country poles. Every Christmas, there's always another grandpa that gets them, and he's out walking around with the cross-country poles. So I'm leaving the complex today. Tell me, A, if you've ever known anybody that has done this, or B, is it still done? See, the old couple walk out, and the old man, he was on the sidewalk, had a captain's hat on, you know, like the sailor.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever known anybody? See, these are like questions of the week that I'm not going to throw out to the general public. They just swirl around in my head. I go, oh, look at him. He's got a captain's hat on. You know, like Mikhail from Mikhail's Mate.
Mm-hmm.
He's not on a boat, and he's far away from any water, but he's walking around with his wife, Myrtle, and he's got a captain's sailor hat on, like he's a skipper of a boat or something. And
morning, say, Commodore.
Yep. Yes. And I'm saying to myself, who wears these anymore? There isn't anybody like, say, Junior's age that will go and wear a Commodore's hat.
You'd be surprised.
What, have you seen them?
I've seen a couple millennials wearing the captain's hat.
But are they wearing it ironically?
Well, yeah. I mean, they're not really sailors. They've probably never even been on the water.
You know, like the captain, Captain Antonil, he wore a captain's hat.
Yeah. I wear skater clothes. I barely even skate. So they wear
it's
captain's
different.
Hat.
That's like, you know, grunge, skateboarding, surf. This is an old man wearing a skipper from Gilligan's Island hat.
Yeah, I don't think you understand. It would be they're wearing the captain's hat because old people wear the captain's hat and they think that's really uncool. So therefore, they wear the captain's hat because they know how uncool it is and they're displaying that to their friends.
Yeah.
And that makes them cooler.
Yep.
You could probably see a lot of those over near Sanibel.
I don't know. That was the first. It brought a chuckle to my face. I said, because it's been 30 years since I've seen anybody try to pull that off seriously.
I've seen, you go back 30 years ago, you would see that when somebody was driving a Cadillac or a Lincoln.
Yes!
They'd have that.
like a convertible. And they'd have the big tuna boat Cadillac convertible, yep. And he'd be wearing the captain's hat. I don't see it anymore.
Now, my grandfather, he never wore the captain's hat, but what he did do upon retirement was he was one of the first people I ever knew with a vanity tag, and every new car, every big new car he'd get always had a compass up there, mounted up there. And if he'd had a captain's hat, it would have been the full ensemble.
Yeah. See,
that's what we need. We need captain's hats and compasses for our cars.
Now, the compasses, hold on a second. And I know about these compasses.
They were real nice.
They're
top quality.
I know.
Like, you could put on a ship and you'd be able to navigate.
It's not for a ship captain that they used it for. Don't... This
no, I'm saying that this was not just a novelty or an accoutrement to him.
That.
This was a precision instrument.
That was primarily used 30, 40 years ago when somebody had the Crown Vic, the Cadillac, and what they would do is they would go on the road trips. They would go and take the car from, New York to Florida or from Indianapolis to California.
Yep.
And they'd have to have the big compass on the dash so that, you know, because they cruised many a mile. And no GPS in those days.
Mm-hmm.
They had to get a reading.
Yep. Thought it was thing.
Make sure they were heading west or heading south. And
you know, it's a funny thing when you think about it. Your 8-year-old kid, and the other end of it, your extreme elderly, they have so much in common.
They love captain's hats and compasses.
Yes! They all agree on what's cool.
Yep. I saw that today, and I'm like, what the hell? You know, and he had a cane, and Mama was helping him walk. He had captain's hat. Nice and broken in, too.
Was it embroidered?
Yeah, it had the scrambled eggs on
it. Nice! we know real captains in the Navy.
Yeah.
They would never wear one of those.
No. No. They've got the hat for dress, you know, if they're in their full uniform.
Yeah,
formal.
But they don't drive around with their captain's hat on.
No. In a big Cadillac convertible with a compass on it.
Yeah. No, they don't do that.
No, that doesn't happen. The other one I was kicking around.
I think I am allowed, technically, to wear a captain's hat because although it never went on the water, I did own a boat, so I was a captain.
Okay, I'm going to say it right now. Anybody get us a couple of captains?
And some ski poles.
And some ski. That would hold it. That would help you.
What do you mean? I don't have trouble walking.
For long distances.
Oh, for Christ's sake. I don't plan on walking long distance anytime soon.
You got a birthday coming up. And
don't
I'm gonna,
you dare.
And I'm going to get
don't you,
you
dare.
Some cross-country walking sticks.
No, I'm already prepared. The Guardian took care of me. I already got my walking stick for when I need it.
Well, that's a hiking stick. This is for when your hands, you go through on the handles and they got the straps on either side.
I don't need that.
And they got the long poles. And it's like when you watch the Olympics and they got the cross country skiers.
I know I know what you're thinking about. And you're thinking about when we went to Key West.
Yes,
and I was like,
I did.
Because we're doing circles around the aisle. And I'm like, I can't do it anymore.
If you had a couple of cross country poles,
those
you
would
do it.
Be, yeah. And let's go back and rewind, going to see a great performer like a Bill Blue. And me carrying around ski sticks up to the bar.
Oh, they're telescopic. They slide right
in.
Oh,
they do.
Yeah, and then you can, you can put them in your pocket. They're telescopic. Then you open them up.
No, see, I think those are designed for people who physically have trouble walking, not for people who just prefer not to.
Right. I think it has something to do with balance, too.
Yeah. See, I have all that. I just prefer not to.
Maybe for your birthday, a couple of cross-country walking sticks,
Stan,
and a captain's
how about
hat.
This? Maybe for my birthday, Coke and whores.
This ain't 1991. Those were the days.
You'll recall, I wasn't around then.
Oh, yeah. We got to take a break. Those were the days. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Do you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain? Then why don't you go pound some sand up your ass, you boob, yeah? Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Well, hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. In about 1 hour, we will be joined by attorney Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. Here's what I want to do. A lot of you, when we're taking calls, when Mike's coming in, we got a new phone system. I can't see your texts if you have a text for Mike. If you want to ask a question for Mike Chiannopoulos in 1 hour, text your question now.
What's wrong with the text?
I can't see him, no. When we got the new phones in, I can only put up one screen at a time, or it cancels the other one out.
So you can have one or the other.
Yes. And I
used to. So we either go all text or all calls.
Correct. I used to be able to look at both.
And we broke that.
I didn't break it. They put a new phone system in with a new screener and all of that stuff that works with the phone. And so we got a new one now, and you got to just switch from screen to screen.
Why does this happen? Why do we have things where we want them?
It's been like that for months now, and every time we finish with Mike with the phone calls, I go back to the text screen, and there's a bunch of questions. If you got a question for Mike and you want to text your question, do it now. That way I can save it, print them up, and ask him. Other than that, please feel free to call him when he's in studio and ask him your question yourself. Simple as that.
It is. It makes no sense, but it's perfectly simple.
Do you want to know what gets me mad? Because somebody was just outside. This is what makes me mad. This.
Why does that make you mad?
He's sitting there getting his picture taken.
He's not doing anything.
He's got the 1,000-mile stare like he's hardcore, and he's doing that. He's a buffoon.
Oh, I was working out trying to do my own gang sign.
Yeah, your own gang sign.
But it's very painful and hard to do.
What's the name of your gang?
Oh, I'm just going with my last name.
Oh. Yeah, that looks good. That's good. Yeah, that's believable.
Oh. But it hurts.
Chicken Man sent us a picture of his captain's hat.
Oh, he's got one. Good for you, Chicken Man.
You know he's got one. Grab bag.
Let me tell you something. You get a captain's hat and a convertible, you can just merge with any parade.
Yep. Boy, where do you buy those? Can you get one?
Novelty stores.
You got to go down Fort Myers Beach or something to get them now?
Oh, they're novelty stores. They're probably about $4.99.
Yeah, but that's a kid size. I'm looking one fit my fat head.
Wow, that's different.
You and I both.
Get some like deluxe ones.
Can you imagine? Yeah, we want to. You and I just walking around here, captain's hat.
Yep. And then maybe we can get it embroidered on the back with Commodore. The Commodore will see you now.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. We'd be such dicks. Let's see. Oh, look at this. This is making the rounds. This is going everywhere. And it's stupid. A 27-year-old guy in India wants to sue his parents for bringing him into the world. Did you hear about this?
No, what are you talking about?
This is a guy. I see it everywhere. It's on the Daily Mail. It's on Fox. It's... A 27-year-old guy in India.
Oh yeah.
Wants to sue his parents for bringing him into the world. He posted a video on his YouTube page as to why he's suing his parents. You stupid idiot!
You don't have to respect them. What is this logic?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Your parents are two people who just wanted a good night together, and then they had you. You don't have to respect them for that. Having a child makes your life in society much easier. They owe you, if anything. They claim that you gave them joy when you were born. Many of them claim this. So basically, you are their asset. Why should you respect them? You respect them if you feel like respecting them.
Okay, well, good luck with that. I saw something on the Daily Mail as well. And, you know, it just seems like when you think you've seen it all, there's always something else. Junior, I think you have something there. I just want to get Stan's reaction to this. You can
what is
roll
that? Well, that's an animal or something. What? Hold it. It's got a tail. What is that, Haney?
Does it have them when they're a little more mature, or is that the only thing you got?
What? No, seriously.
Find another.
Because when they mature, they get even worse.
What is that?
Can you describe it, Stan?
It looks like a leech with a tail, and it's a see-through leech slithering around what looks like to be a sink or toilet bowl.
See if you can find one that's more mature, because the see-through goes away. And a lady, I think it was in New Zealand, found them all over her floor.
What is it?
And it turns black.
Like a leech.
And it's got that tail.
Yeah, but it's got a tail.
And it starts to take this form where it looks like a baby rat. And you can't tell what it is.
What is it?
It is called a rat tail maggot.
It's a maggot?
Yeah, and they couldn't tell if this thing, is this thing a mammal? Is that, what the hell is this thing? Because as they grow, you know, they're morphing.
Yeah, won't a maggot turn into something, like a fly?
Yeah, it turns into, I think they call it there a hoverfly, but they didn't know what it was.
Oh,
see that?
Oh my God! Oh my God!
And it looks like the most evil thing.
Get it away from me! Oh my God!
Now what would you think?
It's a rodent.
Yes.
Where is this at?
The lady that was freaked out by him was in New Zealand. But see, it's moving like a bug, but it looks like a rat.
Yeah, I know. It's got a little fur on it there.
Isn't that creepy?
That is so sick. So sick.
Because if you see that, you don't know what it is. You know it's not, it can't be good, whatever it is.
Shut the screen off.
And I just thought, you know, there's something you'd never seen before, Stan.
Yep, learn something new every day.
Now, how'd you like to be covered in those?
Stop it!
It's not just a maggot.
No, stop it.
It's a maggot that looks and moves like a rat.
Sick.
Just a never-ending, just a cavalcade of creepy stuff.
I don't know, Junior, if you have the mugshot of this guy. Your worst fears are out there as far as
rat tail maggots.
That and people.
You should post the rat tail stuff to the page so people can see it.
A college student in Greensboro, North Carolina, heard a noise in her closet.
Uh-oh.
She's in her apartment. College student apartment. Heard a noise in her closet over the weekend. Thought it might have been maybe a raccoon in there or something messing around.
So did she have her boyfriend go check?
No, she checked.
Well, see, you're not supposed to do
or
that.
Or she thought, well, you know, I kind of believe in ghosts, and maybe it's a ghost in there.
She believes in ghosts. Okay.
It wasn't a ghost. It turned out to be a creepy guy living in her closet.
Okay, that's worse than a raccoon.
She went and said, just, you know, thinking of hearing a ghost or anybody there?
Yes.
Yup. She opens it up. He had been in. Look at this. That guy trying on her clothes, trying on her shoes.
That's a serial killer, Stan.
Your worst nightmare. Here she is. Here she is talking about what.
I just hear rattling in my closet. Like, it sounds like a raccoon is in my closet. Put my hand on the knob, and I'm like, who's in here? And if somebody answers me, he's like, oh, my name's Drew. So I open the door, and he's in there wearing all of my clothes, my socks, my shoes, has a book bag full of my clothes, and he tries on my hat. goes to my bathroom, looks in his in the mirror. He asked, like, he was like, "You're really pretty. Can I hug you?" Last night, I did not feel safe. I slept with my roommate in her bed. I can't stay here. Like, my closet, it stinks. Every time I go in there, it's like, it's a bad vibe. That's why I'm ready to just leave.
Look at that guy. Is that a serial killer?
He's scared. Can you imagine a college girl find that living in your closet?
Hi, my name's Drew. Can I hug you?
What the hell is going on? And then did you see this homeless guy in Los Angeles? I guess the people were on vacation and he just moved into their mansion. Yeah.
And when they show up to go into their own house, he politely asked them to leave. Until it took a good 10 minutes to explain to him it was their house. And then at the end of 10 minutes of telling them to leave, he realizes he may have been mistaken, but he really thinks this is his house. But if you're sure, and then he asked if he could take a shower before he left.
Oh, yeah, sure. You need a fresh towel?
What is wrong with you? You don't live in the woman's closet. You know this.
Yep. He seemed right at home there.
What goes on with people, Stan?
He's mentally ill. Or, like Dave, nowhere to go.
And the parents just got sick of him.
Yep. Like Dave.
Well, Drew's done it again.
Yep.
Well, I washed my hands of it this time.
Don't ever plan to go to Hawaii.
Well, I hadn't.
Well, you know, dream vacation.
Well, we were talking about it.
Even if you won a trip to Hawaii.
But yeah, it's too long. It takes too long to get there. Too much time on an airplane. They don't like us.
If one congressman has his way, you will not be on his island.
Well, they don't like us. We know that.
It doesn't matter what color you are or where you're from.
We're Howleys.
Even if you live there, you're not welcome on their island. Congressman has his way.
Native Hawaiians aren't welcome?
Not if this congressman has his way. It's something you do.
We're taxing them. That did decrease use somewhat. But we still have 140,000 people in our state to smoke cigarettes. You don't see them as much anymore because we kind of, you know, made them hide. But they're going to die. Half of them are going to die if they keep smoking. And we can prevent that.
I don't think it's a good idea. It's taking away our rights to choose. That's what I think.
It's my right. It's my life. So it's my choice.
Our beach will be free of cigarette butts, our parks, like, all that. Kids won't be exposed. You don't have to worry about your baby or your dog, you know, chewing on a cigarette butt. I mean, we'll be the first state to be cigarette-free. I mean, I think that's really cool.
He wants to. This is Congressman Richard Cragin. He has put in a bill in the state of Hawaii that will ban smoking, period, in the state, unless you're older than 100 years old. Older than 100, but you're not welcome. If he has his way, if you smoke, don't go to Hawaii.
They really and truly want the government to be, it's like we're perpetual children and the government is our mom and dad. They know best. No, they don't. They're idiots.
L.A. Rams tackle.
You know who I'd have respect for? A smoker who made the case that we should do away with smoking.
Right.
Because someone who's look at it this way. We won't have to deal with cigarette butts. And, well, that's great. But you won't have to go through withdrawal from a lifetime habit because you never started. So you don't even know what it is.
Yeah, that's Congressman Richard Cragin. I bet you there's a D next to his name. Rams tackle Andrew Whitworth, he wasn't too bummed out about losing the Super Bowl. He said, well, after all, we're all going to die anyway.
You're not going to get me to pout and feel sorry for myself. I realize what this game means. I cherish the crap out of it. And I don't give a crap if you have a Hall of Fame bust, if you've been a Pro Bowler or win 20 Super Bowls. At the end of the day, you're all going to die, and you're all going to have the opportunity to play football or not be playing football. And who you are, how you carry yourself, whether you pout and feel sorry for yourself is the only thing that's going to matter, because that's what people are going to remember about you. You know what? And so for me, what means the most is that guys see me hold my head high. They see me confident in them and loving them and there for them in any way I can moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That was more than we needed, really.
Listen carefully. This is...
Congratulate the other team and go hit the shower.
This is what Liam Neeson said in that interview that everybody says has ruined his career.
Before you get into that, and this is related, do you know what a kosh is?
Nope.
Because he said he was carrying his kosh. What's a kosh? Is it like a stick?
Gun? Brass, I thought knuckle? He said he was carrying a gun.
He said kosh.
Well, let's listen. This was what Liam Neeson said during an interview. He was promoting his movie. And he talks about this time years ago where a female relative, female friend of his...
A thick, heavy stick or bar used as a weapon, a bludgeon.
This is what has got him on the hot seat.
I'll tell you a story. This is true. But I was away and I came back and she told me she had been raped. But she handled the situation of the rape in the most extraordinary way. But my immediate reaction was, I asked, did she know who it was? No. What color were they? She said it was a black person. I went up and down areas with a kosh, hoping I'd be approached by somebody. I'm ashamed to say that. And I did it for maybe a week, hoping some black bastard would come out of a pub and have a go at me about something, you know, so that I could kill him. It took me a week, maybe a week and a half, to kind of go over that. And it was horrible, horrible when I think back. But I did that. And I've never admitted that to it. I'm saying it to a journalist. It's awful. And I understand that need for revenge, but it just leads to more revenge and more killing and more killing, you know.
Stan, that is outrageous.
Yeah, outrageous, unacceptable.
You know, talk between him and his therapist is supposed to be protected.
No, that was a reporter.
What?
That was a reporter.
Oh, yeah. He just thought it would be a good idea
to divulge all that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's different then,
isn't
it?
Mistake.
Why would you think that was a good idea? In this climate?
Live at the Opry. This is
all he's talking about is basic revenge.
Yep, and human instinct.
And when a... Sorry, ladies and other, but in a human male that is of a certain age with certain hormones, it's a trip hammer.
Yep. This is pretty cool. Live at the Opry has just released a new album, and one of the cuts on the album is by Little Big Town performing the Glen Campbell classic Wichita Lineman. And they put a nice twist on it. It's good.
I am the lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I can hear you through the wires, and I can hear you through the wine, and the Wichita lineman is still on the
pretty nice. Let me ask you, I don't know who this woman is. My girlfriend was watching this show on Netflix. I said, what is this? And she was on a Colbert. Marie Kondo. Do you know who this woman is? Junior, have you ever heard of her? Very weird.
No.
Her show on Netflix, she's a Japanese woman, doesn't speak English. A little bit she does, but not as a rule. She is brought into homes where cluttered. You got too many clothes. You got too many shoes. Your house is all cluttered up. And she goes in there with her feelings and tells
steals
you.
Steals your stuff.
Tells you how to go and get rid of your stuff. Charities like Goodwill and all that have seen a spike in donations.
Is Goodwill a charity? I thought it was a business.
I'm not getting into semantics. I get a slip of paper that I can give to my tax lady that I donated clothes to Goodwill.
But didn't Gopher say it was a business?
It's a charity.
I thought Gopher said it was a business.
I get a little thing for my tax number, okay? If we're going to get into semantics with every word, I'm telling you that she is this little mousy Asian.
Japanese lady.
Yes. And
now, you sure she's Japanese or just Oriental?
She's Japanese.
Okay.
Again. Jesus. But she will go at her show. She goes into people's homes and says, go through all of your stuff. If you go through your stuff and it doesn't bring a positive reaction, like you look at something and you don't feel any, throw it out. Give it up. Your clothes, if it's not something that brings you joy when you see it, right, get rid of it. But she's one of these, if you do donate your clothes, or you have to thank your clothes for all the service that they gave you. And you have to, almost like a blessing on them, where you're saying, thank you for what you did for me while you were here with me. Now I'm going to give you up. And this show's a huge hit.
Sounds a little wacky.
It is wacky. She was on Colbert the other night, and this thing's a huge hit.
Why do you think Americans love your philosophy and your cleaning up so much?
I think it's that, of course, we all have problems tidying our homes, but it's not just that, Stephen. We all have clutter in our hearts, and that's what needs tidying.
Oh.
We have clutter in our hearts.
Marie Kondo. And you remember, if you're going to get rid of stuff, you have to thank it. Give it its blessings for thank you for serving me.
Well, she's from a different culture. The Bible specifically tells us not to do
that.
I know,
I understand that. But she goes in, like, to these people's house, and you'll see the mother, or the woman, that's got to be crying and saying goodbye to stuff, and she says little things to her. Yeah. Grab bag. There she is.
Oh, she's pleasant.
I know she is.
She can come clean my house.
Yeah. Well, she'll tell you, you have to clean it.
I'll say I had no speaker to Japanese.
We'll be back.
Next on Locked Up Abroad. Two unwitting men sign a shady employment contract with a mysterious man known as Beasley. Two decades later, they're still living with the consequences. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, you want to talk to us? You can call in. Area code 239-277-9600. Maybe pick up a prize. Also, in about 25 minutes, Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law will be in studio taking your legal questions. He is an attorney, and the phone lines will be open for him as well. I said it last break. I can only look at one screen. If you want to text Mike a question,
ask Stan to be Superman here.
On the Absolute Law text line.
He can only look at one thing at a time, okay?
Text the question now, and then I'll clip and paste it on a piece of paper so that you can see it.
You cut and paste onto a piece of paper.
Yeah, cut and paste. I can't see the text line when we got the phone screener up. Can't do it. And then whenever Mike leaves, because we got this new screener stuff in, when Mike leaves, I go back to the text screen, and there's 15 people that wanted to ask Mike a question.
And they all think you're a jerk.
Yeah. Can't be two places at one time.
Let me tell you something. Stan is not now, nor has he ever been, a jerk.
Nope. Or Houdini.
Last time I checked.
Yep. I'm not Houdini. 277-9600. So if you want to text him a question, text it now, and then I'll read it when he's in here. If not, you can call him
239-277-9600.
Not a lot of details, but did you hear the story about the guy in Colorado with the mountain lion?
Yes. Yes, I did. Killed him with his bare hands. But the mountain lion, I guess, got him pretty good, too. Cut him up and bit him and legs and face.
Yeah, they won't give out much details. The one thing that came out is that he didn't use any weapons to kill the mountain lion. Killed it with his bare hands.
Yep.
But then they said, and it was a juvenile.
Juvenile or not, mountain lion comes at you, starts cutting at you.
Well, you know, just the size of your small wild cat could kill you.
Oh, yeah. I got a new picture of him. You want to see a new picture of him?
Yeah. How big is he now?
He's a big cat. He's a good size. So let me see.
How many pounds?
I don't know. I haven't weighed him. You be the judge when you see the picture.
Has he attacked your girlfriend lately?
Absolutely, all the time. He attacks every morning.
It's just routine.
Yeah.
He hunts every day.
Yeah. Every day, same time. Oh, here he is. He's a good looking cat, though. That's a good looking cat. There he is. There.
He's massive.
There's the old son of a gun.
Good Lord.
Yeah. He's a nice kitty. Don't mess with him, though. Don't mess with him. I'll send it over to Junior so he can post it.
That is a huge cat.
Yeah. And he's all muscle.
That's what I was going to say. And you might think, I've seen big cats before. A fat house cat? I've seen that. This is muscle.
Yeah. Because he doesn't eat regular food.
And the thing even lays like some sort of African cat.
Yeah, here, I'll send it over to...
I mean, it lays with that predator's confidence.
Yeah. Oh, he's proud. He don't mess around. Here, I'll send that over. Yeah, he means business. Here, I'm going to send this to you right now, Junior, and then you can take a look at it.
What are you eating now?
Oh, he's got, you know what he's doing in there? He's eating Funyuns.
What's wrong with that?
You're dressed up like the Dutch boy with a finger in a dike eating Funyuns.
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Well, your daddy asked me to keep an eye on you.
Yeah?
Does he know you're doing this?
No, probably not. He'd probably be doing the same thing.
I think not. I don't see your daddy dressing up like the Dutch boy.
No, he doesn't dress up like that. He likes Funyuns, though.
It was a pleasure meeting your dad yesterday. He's a good guy.
And he had a great time talking to you guys.
He is a sharp dresser. He was wearing one of the most tremendous shirts I've ever seen a man wear.
It's his pirate shirt.
Nice.
How do you do this? Oh, I know how to do it. Hold on.
What, send him a picture?
Yeah.
Hold on. You know how to do it?
Yeah, I got it.
Your fat finger's getting in the way?
I got it. There it goes. You can crop it up there.
By the way, I've been thinking about this. Are you going to diet for your wedding? Because you're as big as you'd ever been.
I got to try to lose a few pounds.
You know, just for the photos.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta.
And then as soon as you say I do, we're off to the buffet.
Yeah, I can take 15 pounds off in 2 weeks. I've done it.
So you're going to wait until 2 weeks before?
No, I'll do it earlier so I don't kill myself, but I'll take a few pounds off, maybe be able to fit it into a sport jacket.
Do you remember the point that you said F it and just started eating?
That's happened to me throughout my life.
I know, because there are times when you have been on such a strict regimen, I don't know how you did it.
Yeah.
And there has to be some point where you decide, I'm not doing this anymore.
You know what it is? I like food. I like the taste of food. I like the smell of food. I like the texture of food that I like.
But unlike me, I've never seen you gorge.
No, I don't.
It just sticks to you.
Yep. It is. I like your Italians and your barbecues and your subs and your stuff like that. But yeah, I'll get heavy and then I'll go on a diet, lose 30. Get heavy again, go on a diet, lose 50.
That's what they call a yo-yo.
Yep. 277-9600.
It's terrible for your heart and you've got cholesterol problems.
But they say my heart's good so far. We've got barbecue saw. We've got Everblades tickets for a couple of days coming up. The 6th and the 8th.
Old time hockey.
You need help around the house? $25, Sunshine Ace Hardware. $50 to the pewter mug, 277-9600. We got about
I was thinking about that the other day. I can't believe I did 10 years worth of hockey I did.
Yeah. And then you hung up the skates.
Yep.
And that was the end. Oh, by the way, I'm also concerned, too. We haven't gotten emails today, and I haven't gotten one from The Guardian. Now, last time this happened, which was incidentally on a Tuesday, I didn't get his email until 5 o'clock at night. So if you're sending emails to us, make sure that they came through, because I didn't see any today.
Junior, what is my password again?
You want me to come type it in or broadcast it on the air?
Oh, yeah, come type it in. I don't know that anybody would care, but I don't know what it is.
Oh, look, see, listen to this. People can't get through anyway. That was a ringing line, and it's messed up. Of course, it's just my imagination. 277-9600. I got to test these lines because, you know what? Something's not right. Something's not right with the email. Something's not right with the lines.
And you know what happens when the powers that be hear something's not right and we're complaining about it?
They look at me like I smoke crack.
No, they say, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
277-9600. Let me just see if the phones work. Just tell me you can hear me and that you got through on the phone line. I'll take these cold.
Being a daredevil today.
Ahoy, who's this? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Who's this?
Jen.
Jen. Hey, Jen.
Jen, you can hear me okay, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay, thanks. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Matt.
Hey, Matt, you can hear me all right?
Oh, yeah, bud.
Are you having problems calling?
Nope.
Okay, good. Stop answering. I told you I'm taking them cold.
We'd like to thank Matt and Jen.
Yeah. And you just hung up on 277.
Go ahead. Let it out.
Nothing?
Call him a name.
I ain't calling him a name.
You know you want to.
I do.
What would you call him?
I'm not going to
say. Hypothetically, if you were going to call him a name, what would it be?
No.
I would go with Dutch Boy.
No. Well, that's liable to stick.
Who would dress themselves like this?
Can you hear
and
me
then he's got a little shock of hair coming out from underneath his Dutch Boy cap.
Can you hear me all right? Nope.
Oh, you didn't know that was there?
Oh, I know it was there.
So you did it on purpose?
Maybe.
Oh, geez.
It's a different generation, Haney. It's a different generation.
I don't understand anything anymore.
No. Ahoy, can you hear me?
Hey, can you say that again, please? I can't hear you.
Oh, you know what? Oh, I'm glad I got you on the line.
Louder, please.
Does he know yet?
No, he does not know yet.
What?
Has anybody ever called you fish eyes?
Not me.
Let me explain
something.
They
have now.
I'm going to tell you something, and I've seen it. Seen it. So Junior has a buddy that has to go. His job is to film banquets and functions.
Videographer?
He's a videographer.
Right.
And unbeknownst to me, unbeknownst to Haney, unbeknownst to Junior, this videographer who had to go and do a banquet or something sends Junior some footage. He says, you've got to see this guy.
Right.
And Junior goes and looks at it. His eyes come out of his head. He can't believe what he's seeing. He runs in here and shows Haney and I, and it's you.
You're talking about the picture with at the Gulf Harbor event?
I don't know.
We don't know what the event is.
I have no idea what the event
is. I sent out the picture to your phone, Stan, if you checked that.
Yeah. Oh, you did? I didn't see that.
Yeah.
And they call you, check out fish eyes.
Yeah, that's Cliff Williams and I at the Gulf Harbor Alzheimer's event.
I'm going to send it to you right now.
I think I already have it, I'm sure. Yeah.
What is going on? Why are you staring at the camera like that?
I didn't know you were buddies with Cliff.
I'm not. We just happened to be at that event. He lives in there. So it was a great event. Raised a lot of money for Alzheimer's.
Okay, that's good. What was wrong with you that night?
I'm not sure. I'll have to see the picture again. I can't remember.
They're trying to turn you into a meme. You could go viral.
I'm not at liberty to discuss it. It's on a need-to-know basis, and I don't think anybody needs to know.
Yeah, I'm going to send it to you.
All right, fair enough. I'll check it out and call back.
Roger that.
Totally freaked me out.
Well, I got the best view of the birth of this situation because I'm out back having a cigarette. Junior's out there checking his phone, And I hear him go, oh, my God, that's him.
Yeah. I'm going to send it to him right now.
Because he was getting this video and this picture that was basically, hey, look at this freak. It's like, I know that dude.
I'm going to send it to him.
Whenever he looked at the camera, his eyes got wide as soon as he locked with the camera there.
Yeah, he was staring at the camera.
Okay, he's going to get it now. There he goes. Okay, that's good. We got to take a break.
I wonder, didn't you say Cliff quit AC/DC?
Oh, yeah, he's out. He retired.
And then there was all this business with Brian.
Yeah, he's coming back. He's going to be on their new album.
Well, wouldn't Cliff be as well?
He retired.
But you'd think he'd do the record.
You'd think, I don't know. He retired.
This, from what I'm hearing about this new AC/DC album,
yeah,
sounds very cool in that a lot of it is stuff that Malcolm had come up with and recorded.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be some of his stuff on there.
And so they want to honor Malcolm with this record. I think that's very cool.
Mike Chiannopoulos is in studio next. He's an attorney. He wants to help you. Family law, child support, divorce, alimony, DUI, criminal, veterans issues. If you want to talk to Mike, 277-9600. If you want to text your question to us, last chance or I won't see it. Mike Chiannopoulos is next. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Every once in a while, we get an email or a phone call from a listener accusing us of being in a bad mood. It's a simple misunderstanding, really. This is our good mood. The bad mood is, well, unairable. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. It's Tuesday. Mike Chiannopoulos in studio right now. If you want to call in and have a question for Mike, great opportunity for you to talk to an attorney at law, Esquire, lawyer. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law, 277-9600. We have a couple of lines open right now. If you want to talk to Mike, he's here to help. This is what he does. He comes in.
He's looking at your bank robber mask.
Yeah,
this is mine.
I gave him that one.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, he likes his look.
That's the creepiest thing.
I couldn't decide which one was scarier, when I put it on or when I took it off.
The regular face or the mask face?
Yeah, I do have a face for radio, and now they give me this? Wow.
If you want to talk to Mike, he doesn't have to do this. Let me tell you, he's busy. He's got court. He's got his
He's got boats.
If you want to talk to him, he comes in here specifically for you guys.
What's been going on boat-wise lately? What have you been doing?
Oh, the water's cleared up, so that's kind of nice. My buddy's got a bigger Silverton, so I take that out, hang out on that, hang out on the water.
And what kind of boat is it?
His boat's a Silverton.
What does that mean?
It's like a sport fish. So nice. It's got the helm is up top on the bridge. It's the only place you operate it from. And the rest of it's all usable space. So it's got a bedroom up front, shower, bathroom, eating area, kitchen.
Oh, how sweet is that?
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's nice.
Have you ever stayed like overnight out on the Gulf?
I have, yeah.
And you've taken the boat all the way south too?
No, I haven't gone. No, I want to go down to Key West in it, but I haven't done that yet. And I want to go over to the Dry Tortugas, too, but I haven't done that yet either. But as far south as I've been is like Marco. But, yeah, I mean, we would go west, 30 miles or so, between 30 and 40 miles to grouper fish and stay out for two nights in a row and then come back.
Ah, oh, that's got to be so nice to be out there.
Everybody tells me there's pirates out there. So, we went
accordingly. Well, you carry yourself pretty well.
Yeah, so we went accordingly, but, we never saw another boat. We never saw a problem. You set your radar. Like, I've got radar on my boat where I'll set it for a 2-mile ring and then a 1-mile ring, or a 3-mile and a 1-mile ring. So anything that comes into that zone, it beeps and wakes me up.
So you can wake up.
Go look at it.
Yep.
And then you just go out to the old tripod.
right? To look through the camera.
Yes, exactly.
No, but I mean, we didn't have any problems. We didn't see anybody. We didn't see any problems. It was nice.
But what are the stories you're hearing? So people like just 30 miles off the coast are dealing with pirates?
Yeah, that's what I'm told. And I guess we're also told that we were not in a very attractive boat. You know, it's an old boat. It's a fishing boat. It's not a nice boat. It's not a luxury boat. It's not. But I'm told that, you know, these
Yachts.
The Cabos. Even like the you know, 40 foot and above, because you're talking about $1 million-plus boats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the rumors are that they'll kill an entire family, throw them overboard, take the boat, use it to run drugs until somebody figures out it's hot, and then dump it in Colombia.
Whoa.
You know. Now, sounds like urban myth to me, because I couldn't find anybody that could tell me when it happened or where or how I could find it.
Well, you know, just like Rod Stewart. Everybody knows.
Yeah. Pirate. Yep. 2779600. You got his music?
Woo! Oh, yeah. We haven't done that in a while.
He hasn't sung in a while.
Oh, man.
2779600.
It's not over till the fat guy sings.
That's right. That's what they say.
That is what they say.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And, you know, we have to, because we've been remiss in reminding the audience that not only is he a proud veteran, attorney, Renaissance man, celestial navigator, he's
judge.
Also a triple threat entertainer.
Yep.
I can help.
I got two strong arms.
I can help.
Nice BB stand.
Thank you.
It would sure do me good to do you good. Let me help with your divorce, your DUI, child custody, anything you got. Just don't call me with bankruptcy. If you can't pay your bills, you can't pay me.
2779600. Robert has been saying.
It is funny that when people realize. It's time to declare bankruptcy. Boy, bankruptcy lawyers are expensive.
Yep.
Where's that coming from?
Robert's been on for 15 minutes waiting to talk to Mike Giannopoulos. Robert, you got through. You're with Mike. You're on the air.
I think that's me.
That's you.
Robert.
Hey, Robert John Michael. Hey, Michael.
This is an old friend
anyway,
of mine.
Who's from
Miranda.
Dan?
Yes, sir.
Amy, you guys are amazing.
Thank you, Dan,
you said that Michael Giannopoulos is busy. He's never too busy for any client. He's even following me out of state this weekend. So anyway, God bless all you listeners. This is the greatest cat in Fort Myers. I'm coming off the alley. I heard you as soon as I got on the alley. It's a great reception.
Thank you very much, Michael.
All right.
There
See
you go. 2779600.
He is a character, that
he
guy.
He sounds like a fun-loving guy.
Oh, he is. He is a long-time Stan and Haney listener, and that's how he hooked up with my law firm, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years ago. And he's been a client ever since. And, you know, he's the kind of guy that shows up and says, here, I have a problem. Okay, take care of that. And then he leaves. And he doesn't show up again for 6 months, a year, till he has another problem.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's the way to do it.
But he needs a lawyer on retainer.
From the Absolute Law text line, ahoy, guys. Mike, I'm a licensed contractor, but I did a small job between $1,500 and $3,000 for a friend for cash. Now he is not paying me. Did nothing on the books with this. Is there something I can do to get my money back?
Nothing on the books. Did it as a favor. $1,500, $3,000.
Yeah, there is a verbal contract here in the state of Florida. So, you know, you'd have to call me off the air and when we can figure out, I'll ask you the questions to see if you do have a verbal contract. And if so, it's absolutely enforceable. There's a shortened statute of limitation. So call me as soon as you can, 239-ASK-MIKE, and we'll figure it out.
All right, Andy, patiently waiting on line two. Andy, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike Chiannopoulos.
Hey, ahoy, guys.
Ahoy.
Hey, Andy, what do you got for us today?
Real quick, I had a young man hit one of my vehicles that my son drives back and forth to college, and he didn't have any insurance, and I took him to small claims, and all they, you know, nobody will tell you anything except hire a lawyer, and my kid's pretty much thinks he's got it taken care of. He's now got papers signed by the judge to garnish his wages, and we're not sure whether we have to need to pay a private person to deliver the papers or the cops or
It depends. Ourselves. It depends on what you have. If it's a garnishment order, then yes, it has to be properly served according to the law. There's a process or a procedure by which you have to have that served on what's called the garnishee, the person who has the money, so the employer, the bank, et cetera.
All right.
Yeah, to his employer, but nobody can seem to tell us who we got to get to do it, or we can,
You can do it with a private process server, or you can do it by certified mail. Quite frankly, I would look up the institution on sunbiz.org because it's free, and that's the state. State's website, look it up, look up the business or whatever it is, find out who the service agent is, and I would serve the service agent at that address listed there by return receipt requested restricted delivery. That way you've got proof of the date of service and you go from there.
Yeah, I know the person who writes his paychecks and stuff is his living girlfriend, and it was her car.
Jeez.
Yeah, well, the plot thickens, man. All right, let me know if we can help you.
There you go, buddy.
Hey, Stan, did you get my Western photos I sent you?
Western photos? Oh, yeah. Email?
Well, yeah, and then I sent some to Facebook.
I don't know. I think I got something to email, but I don't know if I got anything to Facebook. I'll check.
Yeah, I did both.
All right, brother. Thank you. 277-9600.
You know, you talk about the plot thickens. Did you hear about Jeff Bezos?
Oh, no. What now?
Well, during...
I mean, I know he showed up with some smoking hot chick like half his daughter's age, but...
Well, the news girl.
Yeah, and you know what trouble they are.
And she, yes, I do, and she is.
Listen, they're not nearly as much trouble as female lawyers. I was
now,
married to one, trust me.
She was a TV news girl, and...
at least they have money.
She adjusted her profession to where she did aerial photography, and then she starts having this affair with Jeff Bezos, and Bezos is, you know, he's boinking her.
So,
and
so they're in the Mile High Club.
Yeah, and he says, you know, I want to do a really definitive commercial for my Blue Origin space company. You do aerial stuff. I'm going to have you do the whole commercial. I'm going to spend millions of dollars on this. And I'm going to run it during the Super Bowl.
Okay.
That was the plan until 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
He had paid millions for the airtime, for the commercial. And at the last second, it's replaced with an ad for the Washington Post because he felt like people would make fun of him when they found out his mistress filmed the commercial. Because there was already rumors that... He's just spending so much on this because, you know, that's his,
because he's taking care of it.
Yep. And so that altered his whole plan.
Because he didn't want anybody to think he paid for it.
Yep.
And I don't mean the commercial.
Yep.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
That's it. When you talk about the plot, because it is amazing the power that women have to influence major events.
Because we clearly understand that she is with you, Jeff, because of how good-looking and smart and witty and fun and outgoing and dynamic you are. All that charisma.
Yeah.
She didn't even think twice about the money, Jeff.
No, the bald head and the droopy eye, and just it drew her in.
Nobody else would want you. You just lost half of everything you had. Nobody else would want you. She's taking you in kindly.
Here's Brian.
She loves you.
Here's Brian, line one. Brian, thank you for holding your on with Mike.
Hey,
Brian. Everybody. How you doing?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian, wouldn't you like to lose half of what he has now?
Just half.
Right, right? I could live off of that, dude. You and I both could live off of that.
We could both live off it.
What's up, Brian?
All right, I bought a house as is, but I had a home inspection done and a septic inspection. Six months later, the septic is having problems with the drain field. And it looks like someone has dug a second drain field, homemade, filled it with some rock. Mm. My question is, do I have any legal ramification to the septic inspector?
Potentially, yes. If it's something that, you know, you would have expected any reasonable inspector to have found.
That's a hard business.
Yeah, it is.
That's why they got big insurance policies. Because of stuff like this.
On the septic inspection, the drain field portion is completely blank, like he never did it.
Well, yeah, that's going to be a problem for him.
Yes.
That's going to be a problem for him.
That's going to be a problem for him. Oops, there is that. Yeah, okay. Why don't you give me a call off the air, 239-ASK-MIKE, and I can ask you some more questions off the air and see if we can help you out. And, you know, a lot of times these things are not huge money, but...
That's $7,000.
You know, all right. So, that's a lot of money to me.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some people it might not be, but to me,
what
that's
about
a lot
going
of money.
To small claims?
It's got to be $5,000 or less. And so sometimes people will be at $6,000, and I'll say, look, you're better off to just sue for $5,000. You're giving up $1,000. But if you go to real court, you got to hire a lawyer, you're giving up $10,000, and then you get nothing. So, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
So think about that. All right. If I can help you, give me a call.
Okay.
There you go. 277-9600. Ed, been waiting on the phone here. Ed, thank you for holding. You're on with Mike.
Hey, guys. Ahoy. Quick question. If you're the executor of a person's estate and they owe a lot of money, like up almost $20,000,
right?
But the estate barely has $1,000,
right?
Is there any way that the creditors can go after the executor?
Not if you, no. I mean, the short answer is no. The long answer is no, so long as you don't do anything negligent. What does negligent mean? It means like, you know, the estate had a bunch of money and you kind of let it leak out to people and you didn't make good responsible decisions and now the money's not there and it should have been, that kind of stuff. But no, if it's just a matter of the estate has no money to cover its debt, no, that's not the executor's problem.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate what you do and... Stan and Henny, thanks for you guys putting up with him. And
Thank you, Ed.
Well, he is a handful.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you, pal.
You know, Ed, next time disguise your voice as my ex-wife, will you?
Here's Kevin, line one.
I knew that was her.
Kevin, you're on with Mike Chinopoulos.
Cheers, you.
Hey, ahoy, guys.
Ahoy.
You had to do it, didn't you?
I did.
So I got a pacemaker put in last year, been having issues with it. Now they're talking I might have to get it moved because it's sitting on a nerve where they put it up in my shoulder.
So are you telling me they put it in wrong?
Well, I have a tattoo on my pec, so they put it up way up high on my shoulder, and now like it's right where my like pressure point is on my shoulder.
Yeah.
And so I've got to like deal with either pain or getting these leads pulled out, which, you know, I have my understanding is like a 5% chance of dying. I'm only 37. I've got 3 kids. I mean, so I've either got to, you know, take that chance or just live with this and for 20 years until my leads have to be changed anyway.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, and what's your question?
Yeah, where are you going? What's your question?
I just don't know, you know, what to do, to be honest with you. Like, I mean, should I go after this doctor? I mean, should I get a new doctor? I mean,
Well, let's talk about why it was put up there. I mean, you mentioned the tattoo. Is that why it was put up there? Higher?
Apparently, you know, right before surgery, you know, the nurses were there and said, oh, he's got a tattoo here. Oh, the doctor will just put it up a little higher.
What's that got to do with cosmetic-wise?
Yeah, that's where I was going. What does that have to do with it? Does the ink in the tattoo...
No idea.
Or maybe it would make the tattoo look jacked up.
Yeah, and then we go and say cosmetic-wise.
That would have been a discussion we should have had.
I agree. Well, I don't do MedMal, but I've got a good friend that does. So give the office a call, 239-ASK-MIKE. And Sam will answer the phone and just tell her that you heard me on the radio. You need to talk to our MedMal guy, and she'll get you hooked up.
All right. right. Thanks, guys.
All there right. Good go, luck, buddy. Man.
That goes for everybody. We say this every time that you come on the air, but, you know, people may need an attorney and may need your services at odd times. It's not 9 to 5 that somebody might need an attorney.
Right.
And they can get you any time of day, no matter where you are.
239, ask Mike. Any time of day, you press 6 when you hear the recording. It comes straight to me. I answer it no matter where I am.
And that's for everybody. And Mike also offers free phone consultation.
Yep.
So that before you decide you want to hire him, or before you decide what type of matter, maybe it can be solved just you know, just talking to somebody. But Mike will hear you out, take a look at what you're dealing with, and give you a sound for free.
Yeah, and you just want to be sure.
You just want to be sure.
He very well may say this is something you can handle yourself, but you want to be sure.
239, ask Mike. Mike Giannopoulos is here every Tuesday here on the Stan and Haney Show. And Mike, we thank you once again.
Thank you, gentlemen.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back. This is the Stan and Haney Program.
Southwest Florida, we're always here to help. But unfortunately, there's actually very little we can do. Sorry. Just try not to focus on the pain. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. We're going to get your first look at traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Pardon. In about 30 minutes, we're going to play Stan's Name That Movie. Interesting one today. These are going to be biopics about musicians or bands where they decide, well, we need to go and get some actors and do a movie about this band or that singer, and they make a full theatrical movie out of it.
How good is Bohemian Rhapsody?
It's one of the greatest.
I am still amazed at the actors that they found, especially the guy playing Brian May. You think it's him.
Yeah. So we'll have 4 movie clips for you today.
Oh, come on. Everybody knows.
We'll have 4.
Everybody knows. Come on. Grow up.
So that'll be.
Oh, my God. Edgar.
That'll be a little bit later on.
Grow up.
4.
Grow up. Can we talk here?
That'll be. Normally it's 5.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
You know, I like contests where you don't have to call in.
And you do the fandango.
And you have to be number 10. You don't have to do this. If you want to go see Tesla, the band.
Galileo Figaro.
March 3rd. Go to 96krock.com. Are you doing the same show today? Are you doing the same show?
What show?
Ah, geez.
Am I doing a different show?
Yes, you are, well, since 2 o'clock.
I apologize.
Go to 96krock.com, win tickets to see Tesla. They're going to be at the Hard Rock in Fort Lauderdale. Haney and I have been down there.
And now let's throw it back to Bob Costas in
the
studio.
Will you please?
I don't know what show I'm doing.
I can't get a promo out, a phone number.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, God. Where am I? Oh.
To be a true champion.
Will you stop? One lucky winner will receive 4 tickets to the show, plus a $100 food voucher and round-trip transportation provided by J.P. Morgan Limousines.
J.P. Morgan!
Go to 96krock.com and you can register there.
Stan, what's wrong with me?
I don't know. Today is...
You're mad at me today.
I'm not happy with you. I'll be straight honest with you. I'm not mad at you. And I got somebody across the hall yelling on the air.
What are they yelling about?
I don't know.
Probably about the Alliance of American Football.
That's right. That's starting, isn't it?
It's supposed to. I guess it's supposed to be this weekend.
Yeah. Football continues.
And then... they got it on their own this year, and then I think it's next year you will have that and the XFL.
Yep. The Vince McMahon vehicle.
I wonder if any of them will last.
I hope so. I hope so. Where the NFL has to say, hold on a second, we're not the only game in town, because it was proven in a court of law they are a monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
in a court of law.
Mm-hmm.
Monopoly.
Yeah, Trump won.
Yeah, it's true. Well, like, it was awarded a dollar, three with punitive.
Mm-hmm. You know what the problem is, though? There are more than enough quality, talented football players for three leagues.
Sure.
Except for one. Quarterbacks. Or,
yeah, you're right. Yeah. Haney and I come from the generation where we saw the USFL when they were a spring league, and they had top flight talent.
Well, for those of you that weren't around then, imagine this. You've got the NFL draft in the spring,
mm-hmm.
and players that you're talking about, you know, your top 10 in the NFL draft, you've got another league throwing millions of dollars at them not to play
yep.
in the NFL.
Yep.
Heisman Trophy winners.
3 years in a row, the USFL got the Heisman Trophy winner. Mike Rozier, Herschel Walker, Doug Flutie. Steve Young played in the league. Jim Kelly played in the league. Who was the defensive guy for the Packers has passed?
Reggie White.
Reggie White played in the league. You had big-time stars and a bunch of them that jumped leagues. Doug mm-hmm. Williams. They all jumped into that league because there was money there. The only problem was Donald Trump, who owned the New Jersey Generals,
wanted
to go and merge and wanted to go and was going to move to a fall league and couldn't do it. The only professional football league that the NFL had a bow to was the AFL because they were at the time of that merger, they were just as big.
Well, you have to remember at that time, too, you know, we're used to now a 32-team league. At the time that the AFL came along, there was plenty of room for expansion with yep. major cities and big dollars.
Yep. And they went 10 years, 10 years against the NFL, signing the big top draft. They had a separate draft from the NFL, separate everything. And the NFL had a buckle. Now you have the AFC. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, three things on the board right now. Fort Myers got a crash, McGregor Boulevard and Tanglewood Parkway. Also Fort Myers, crash, McGregor Boulevard and Casa del Rio Lane. Sanibel, crash, West Gulf Drive and Tarpon Bay Road, and you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What do you got coming up? He's going to tell you. Got the headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Will you run up to a front real quick, Junior? I got a text that there's something for Haney and I at the front desk. I can only imagine.
Modern problems, Stan.
Yes.
I read this and thought, this is amazing. This is something that it wouldn't have happened recently, but it might have happened long ago in a different way.
What?
A cryptocurrency company lost $137 million when their CEO, the only person who knew the password, died unexpectedly.
Oh, geez.
Now, I'm thinking about that. In one sense, it's very modern. In another, it would be like the only guy that knew the combination to the safe or the only man yeah. with the key. So I guess in a way, it's not completely modern, but a modern take, that's for sure. Speaking of which, researchers have a new AI program that could warn you when your spouse is in a bad mood. That would be invaluable.
Yes, it would be.
How many times have you walked in none the wiser, yeah, only to find out that there's a quiet hurricane going on? You know, when you walk in, you're very jovial.
Uh-oh.
Oh, hi, honey. How was your day? Oh, do you care?
Change the mood in a second.
Do you?
Yep.
Are you pretending like you care? Yep. They just, you know, they've been waiting for you. What is that, Junior?
What's going, Junior? What is this?
Ready for this?
Yep.
Oh!
Our captain's hats. Yep. I hope they're big. Oh, they are adjustable.
They're 14 plus.
Nolan. Thank you, Nolan.
Oh, these are deluxe, too.
This is,
look at that. A shiny faux patent leather brim.
See,
dreams do come true. It still looks small on you.
Does it? It fits.
Let's see how do we look.
Take a picture, Junior. I like it. You got it? Yes. There, how's my... Okay.
Should we get together?
Yeah, hold on.
Where should we go?
Here, stand right here.
Perfect.
That's great. Thank you, Nolan.
Oh, that's great.
We got it. Seriously, we got to keep wearing these. Don't take them off. We'll look like a couple of jerks. Yours looks good on your head.
You think we should keep these on, go and ask for a raise?
Can't turn down the Commodore.
Very intimidating.
Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah, but, we had things to do. Sorry. Yeah.
Just had to take care of a couple of things, all right? Jeez, yeah. Come on.
A woman...
I like you.
I haven't seen a mirror, so I don't know what it looks like on
me. Yeah, you look great in it.
Thank you. A woman stole a credit card and used it to buy a winning lottery ticket. And finally, Dateline Brooksville, Florida. A woman is arrested for hitting her boyfriend with a frozen pork chop.
It happens.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. You gotta have it from time to time. 4 o'clock fluffer, brought to you by Coastal Cooling in Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Did something play at the same time? What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What's going on today?
What? I'm sorry.
I'm about ready to call him a name.
What name?
What, Dutch Boy?
Dutch Boy.
What about...
I'm not the one wearing captain's hats right now.
Hey.
Sorry.
Show a little respect.
You know, you have been bragging all week long about these new Carol drops, and I've yet to hear one.
Yeah.
Because at the new studio, it's I don't have internet.
Okay.
I can't send
go.
It.
You
I'm
don't
sorry.
Have internet.
You don't have the Carol drops, do you?
I do have them.
Where are they? Because we've been hearing all week about them.
They're safely stored. I got them.
You ever think maybe we can use them?
Yeah. I'll get them for you. I'm sorry,
Thank
guys.
You.
You need a haircut, son.
I do. I need one badly. It's certainly not the look for a Commodore.
Okay, that looks much better. I think what really did it for you is when you removed the tag.
Yeah,
I think
so.
It really adds a different dimension.
Yeah. You got to punch yours out a little bit. Your insignia is, it's a little hidden.
I have to see. Well, yours is, too.
Oh, yeah. You know, good. That's good.
That good?
Yeah.
Yours is scrunched up.
Okay, that's fine.
You want me to fix it for you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll
come on over here.
Fix it. Sorry about that, folks, but first things first. It's got to be done.
Yeah, fix this for me. Yeah. I want it to look good.
let's get that insignia up there where we can see
good.
It.
How's it look? Good.
There we go.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Can you see my anchor?
Yeah.
Now, see, yours fluffed down a little bit again.
Yours fluffed down a little bit, too, but it still looks normal.
Okay. As long as it looks normal. Don't want to draw any attention to myself. Yep. Wearing a captain's hat.
Yeah.
You know how ridiculous this is?
Yeah. I like them.
We talked about this, and someone took time out of their life to go and acquire captain's hats
for
us.
Nolan did that for us.
Look at this, y'all.
Yeah. We don't take them off.
Nope.
They're staying on. I might wear it again tomorrow on the next day.
Why not?
Yeah. I think this is going to be my new hat.
You will be such a hit at your 55-plus community.
They'll love me. They love me.
Maybe I was wrong about that youngster. Well, it's that time of year again.
It sure is.
Of course, today is the Shiny New Year.
It is. Isn't it the pig?
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
Shiny New Year fun fact.
Top Shiny New Year fun fact.
People in China who don't celebrate go out for Jewish food instead.
Yeah, it's true.
Living in America.
Did you hear about the CNN special that's coming out about him, that he was murdered?
Oh, yeah.
It's a whole big thing that's coming out, that James Brown didn't die of natural causes, a heart attack.
What'd you say?
He's a friend of ours.
Yep, murdered.
I'm going to say I feel good.
Yeah.
Why is that, lady?
You know, we were so lucky we got him on the day that we did, because he would have tremendous mood swings.
Oh, I know.
And we got him on a high note.
Yes, we did.
Text machine, get up off of that thing. I feel good. Jam.
He was a genuine guy.
Yeah, he was.
And he called us off the air.
Yep.
Papa's got a brand new bag. It's a man's world.
Hell yeah.
No, I'm not.
Over one-sixth of the world's population celebrates Chinese New Year, and yet, for some reason, beer companies and Hallmark haven't figured out a way to monetize it.
Have you been drinking today?
A little bit.
Every door and window in a Chinese home is open to allow the old year to go away, especially if grandpa's used the bathroom.
Hi, I'm Carol.
Hi, I'm Carol. Bunch of bitches.
Is it Ariana Grande or Ariana Grande?
You're the music guy. Come on, Junior.
Well, I don't know anything about Ariana Grande or Grande. I don't know.
I'd say Grande.
Doesn't matter.
I like it.
Yeah. Makes me think of extra cheese.
That's right.
You want the regular or Grande?
Yep.
Well, what's the Grande? Extra cheese.
Yep.
I'll take the Grande.
It's a Royale.
Yeah. Ariana Grande is celebrating by getting a misspelled Chinese language tattoo.
You guys are doing good.
Oh, thanks, honey.
Come down later.
Come down later for moose soup.
There we go. You're getting it. You're getting it down.
Kids get a month off from school to celebrate, but they are still expected to assemble a minimum of 3,000 iPhones each.
Mama.
This is the year of the pig. which means that instead of dragons, parades will feature Hillary Clinton. According to legend, according to legend, it's marked by the appearance of an evil dragon who can only be turned back by the combined efforts of Jet Li and Jackie Chan.
Yeah!
It is man!
Yeah, like the new pop.
And that, my friend.
I left the building.
All right, we got no emails. Something's wrong, and we're going to take a break. Stan's name that
the
movie
whole day's
next.
Been wrong. You're mad at me. Yep. Things don't work. You know.
I'm not mad at you.
You're just not happy with me.
Correct.
Well, there's a difference.
Yep. Stan and Haney.
What show am I doing?
96.
And now back K-Rock. To NFL 86 with Bob Costas.
96 K-Rock.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney.
On 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Mark Haney in the news in about 30 minutes. We're going to play Stan's Name That Movie here in just a second. Chance for you to win. We'll go over those prizes. Today's movie clips. Music biofilms, films where it was either a band or an individual in music history. They did a film about them. Your job is to name the film. That'll be coming up in just a second. Let's get you updated first.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Road Watcher, a shark girl sent this one in. Traffic going northbound on I-75 near the Bonita Springs exit. An absolute mess. A lot of delays. Fort Myers, we got a crash. Thompson Street, the 2400 block. And also in Fort Myers, we got a crash. South Tamiami Trail right at Galloway Ford. And you are up to date. Stan's Name That Movie. We'll get to as many movie clips as we can in the time allotted. If you're the first person to correctly identify the film. Yes. You will have your choice of the following prizes. 10-ounce bottle of your very own Stan and Haney Babaku Saw. We have Everblades tickets, multiple games, family packs, pairs. You tell us the game you want to go to, and we'll give you some Everblades tickets. $25 to Sunshine Ace Hardware. Go in there. Everybody could use a screw or a bolt or a nut or a hammer or a saw. We've got Sunshine Ace Hardware for you fixer-uppers.
Well, if you like to go new.
Yep. I'll refer to you a few used places, too. We also have $50 to the pewter mug, if you're the first person to correctly name the film. Again, these are biopics, where they get the actors to portray a famous person or band in music history. Your job is to name the film. Here's movie clip number one, music biopics. Name the movie.
What's your problem, man?
Old Steve, boy. You always said you were going to be somebody,
and I bought it, too.
That's the way Steve wanted it. That's the way it was going to be. Even after he told me, he wasn't my dad. Then when I knew the full score, I understood, see? I realized why he always treated you just a little bit better than me. Okay? I said, you know, I'll just hang around and take the leftovers. Like a dog. That's how much I love him. Like a goddamn dog!
Bob, we don't have to talk about this right now.
No, I want to talk about this right now, and you're going to listen to me.
This is a crock of shit, man.
No, he set you up, man, to conquer the world, and he didn't leave me shit.
Nobody told you to throw your life away, man. I'm only sorry I didn't say something about you being drunk half the time. You did it to yourself. Listen.
listen to you coming in here like you own the whole goddamn country. To me, you're always going to be that little ass followed me around in the sticks. Yeah, I followed you around, man. I followed you around because I thought you were somebody. Then, don't you walk out on me!
Oh.
Ouch.
Name the movie. I'm going to release the phones. 277-9600. These are those biopics about, you know, famous rock stars or musicians or bands. What's that one? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Kathleen.
Kathleen, do you think you know the name of that movie?
La Bamba.
It is La Bamba. You are absolutely correct.
Poor Richie.
Richie Valens. Yeah. what would you like?
Do you have anything in Cape Coral to eat?
I don't have anything. I have pewter mug, which is in North Naples. That's our food. I have barbecue saw. I have Everblades tickets. I have Sunshine Ace Hardware.
I'll take the pewter mug.
You got it. Hold on. That's how the game is played. Now, this next clip, this kind of deviates a little bit. It was a biopic about a band. They just changed it around a little bit. And in fact, the band actually sued them. And it was at first little skits, but they actually put out a complete movie about this. Name the movie, and I'd like the exact title of this biopic. In this case, semi-biopic that got them sued. Name the movie.
In the midst of all this public bickering, Let It Rot was released as a film, an album, and a lawsuit. In 1970, Dirk sued Stig, Nasty, and Barry. Barry sued Dirk, Nasty, and Stig. Nasty sued Barry, Dirk, and Stig. And Stig sued himself, accidentally. It was the beginning of a golden era for lawyers. But for the Ruttles, live on a London rooftop, it was the beginning of the end.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Movie. I want the full title.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
I want the full title. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen, it's Pip.
Pip, can you name it with the full title?
I'm gonna guess, dude. I don't remember. This is Spinal Tap?
No. No. Pip. Yeah. Pip, you know what? You disappoint me.
Can I get something anyway?
No, you're not getting anything, Pip.
Well, thanks a lot.
That's always worked for him in the past, though.
Yeah. Not going to get it. No, that is...
He's actually a man after your own heart, because you will ask.
I appreciate that, but I got to teach him a lesson every now and again. He's one of our longest listeners, listened from the very beginning. Seriously, how old must he be now if he's been listening close to 30 years?
And he was a punk back then.
And he was just a punk kid. You know, and that whole theme with what they were doing there, that used to be show up as skits on Saturday Night Live, and of course in Great Britain they would do it. But then they actually put out a full movie, which was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
I want the full title. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, Stan, let me turn the radio down.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Yeah.
Monty Python's The Ruttles?
There's a little subtitle to it. I'm gonna give it to you. It's The Ruttles. All You Need Is Cash.
Mm-hmm. All you need is cash. We're going back a long way.
Yeah, 1978 that came out, and they got sued. And if Ron Wood from the Rolling Stones is in it, Mick Jagger from the Rolling Stones is in it, and George Harrison from the Beatles is in the movie, but the Apple sued him and lost. What would you like?
I take the Everglades tickets, if you don't mind.
Got them. Hold on. Yeah.
I haven't thought about that in years, but I enjoyed it so much.
Brilliant. All right, biopics.
Get up and go. Get up and go.
And basically what they did so that they couldn't be sued is they just changed a little bit of the notes and the lyrics around a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. Biopics, musicians, bands. Name this movie. Win a prize.
Sorry for the interruption, folks, but I gotta ask Jim here a question before we finish this song.
What's that, John?
Will you marry me?
Why don't we just sing the song, Jim?
No, darling.
Come on, finish the song. People want to hear us sing.
Sorry, folks, but I just can't do this song anymore unless she's gonna marry me. It'd just be like we're lying.
You got these people all revved up, John, now. Come on, let's sing Jackson.
You got
more.
Me all revved up. Now, I've asked you 40 different ways, but it's time you come up with a fresh answer.
Please sing.
I'm asking you to marry me. I love you, Gene. I know I said and done a lot of things that I hurt you, but I promise I'll never do that again. I only want to take care of you. I will not leave you like that Dutch boy with your finger in the dam. You're my best friend. Marry me.
Leaving Carl Perkins waiting. Name. The movie, win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, it's Laura.
Hi, Laura. Hi, I'm Carol. Laura, can you name the movie?
I hope so. Is it I Walk the Line, the Johnny Cash?
And what? Well, you, I Walk the Line, Johnny Cash. What's the name of the movie?
I Walk the Line.
Well, I'm going to give it to you anyway. It's Walk the Line.
Walk the Line.
All right.
Well, I knew it wasn't Walk Hard.
All right, Carol.
her name's not Carol.
Oh, sorry, Laurie. Laura, what would you like?
The pewter mug's already gone, right?
I got an extra one for you. If you
can go.
All right.
I would love it.
All right, hold on. Hi.
Hi, I'm Carol. I watched the Watergate hearings on TV.
Yeah. All right, we got another one here for you. You get the idea. I need the title of the movie. Name the movie.
Boys, meet Mr. Sullivan.
Hi, fellas, just great. I heard you're record. Light that fire.
Light your fire.
Light that. Just
light
good,
my fire.
Great,
light
fine. Just really, really fine.
Well, I have one little thing to bring up. It's a small thing, but it's important. The guys at Network have told us that they have a little problem with one of your lyrics, the lyric, girl, we couldn't get much higher. See, because you can't say higher on Network. So they asked if you could say instead, girl, we can't get much better. Can you dig that?
How about, girl, you couldn't bite my wire?
I don't think standards and practices would.
And you know, fellas, why don't you have a nice big smile on your face when you get out there? There's no point being sullen. You know what I mean? Well, just do it.
Kind of sullen group, eh? You boys should know Mr. Sullivan is considering you boys for 4 more shows. You dig?
We dig, and I'm going to work it out. Just give me 5 minutes, okay?
Okay.
All right. Groovy.
It's groovy.
Just give me 5, okay?
Have a great
groovy.
Show.
Groovy.
Okay?
It's about now. It's happening.
Name the movie. I would like to know, Junior, why you were on the phone with Carol for about 5 minutes. What was going on with Carol?
She wanted to talk about a Chinese restaurant.
Okay.
All righty.
Fair enough.
Name the movie. Win a prize. Hi, I'm Carol. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Hump in Naples.
Hump in Naples. Yeah?
Yeah.
I you better get a better phone connection, Humpy, or I'm going to have to cut you off.
All right, I hear you fine.
Oh, there you go. Can you name the movie, Humpy?
Is it I Walk the Line?
You're a movie behind. Sorry there, Hump. Hi, I'm Carol.
Hi, I'm Carol. I had Paul McCartney's baby.
Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brian in Cape Coral.
Brian in Cape Coral, name the movie.
The Doors.
Yes, The Doors. The Doors movie. What would you like?
I hate to be one of those people, but...
I've got Bob Acusaw. I've got Everblades tickets. I've got Ace Hardware gift certificate to go there and get all the things you want to help your house. Or I got the pewter mug.
The Hardware.
You betcha. Hold on. See if we can go and get it done and not talk about Chinese restaurants. Carol.
I don't understand how Chinese restaurants would come
neither
into
do I.
play.
Neither do here. I have no idea. Last one. Name this movie.
I've signed a deal with CBS Records.
You've done what?
Without telling us. What kind of deal?
Look, I'm not saying we won't record or ever tour again. But I need to do something different. Do you know what I mean? I need to grow. What's a song? Fly Away.
Spread My Wings and Fly Away.
Spread My Wings and Fly Away.
A solo album.
Two, actually. Back to back.
Another word out of you and I'll throw you out the bloody window.
But that's years, Freddy. I mean, that'll take years.
You have little faith.
I don't believe this. How much? What did they pay you? I want to know how much they paid
you. $4 million.
That's more than any coin deal. Look, the routine is killing us. I mean, you must all want a break from all the arguments. I mean, whose song gets on the album? Whose song's the single? Who wrote what? Who gets a bigger slice of the royalties? What's on the B-side? All of it. You must need a break.
Freddie, we're a family.
No, we're not. We're not a family. You've got families, children, wives. What have I got?
You've got $4 million. Perhaps you can buy yourself a family.
Love the line. Love it. Name the movie.
That's a line you would deliver.
You darn right I would.
If I ever went solo, that's what I would hear.
Yep. You got $4 million, Annie. Buy a family.
Oh. Low, Stan. Not saying we won't do the show anymore.
Right.
I'm just...
Right.
Well, damn it.
Yeah.
What about me?
Ahoy.
What about me?
Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Look, I ain't tolerating this. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Pete.
Please.
Okay, Pete.
Okay, Pete. Can
wrap this up, would you?
Can you name the movie?
No, I haven't.
Thank you, Pete.
All right, let's wrap her up. Let's go. I'm not even answering any more phone calls.
Well, what's the point?
I'm not going to play more games.
You were all upset at me earlier, and there's no reason for it.
And I've just turned on the audience.
And these veterans agree with me that the city never has witnessed the excitement stirred by these youngsters from Liverpool who call themselves
the Ruddles.
Now, tonight, you're going to twice be entertained by them. Right now, and again in the second half of our show, ladies and gentlemen,
the Ruddles. Let's hear it from them.
That's such a good movie. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. Mark Caney in the news.
Please, please hold my hand.
96K Rock.
96K Rock.
96K Rock is where we've been for many years.
It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And then they said something else, but I forgot what it was.
Stan and Haney
on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. The Rob Show at 6. And I look forward to these this Saturday. Another bike night in Cape Coral. Downtown Cape Coral, live music from Chain Reaction, the ultimate journey tribute band.
Yeah, it always feels good when you and me get out on our choppers.
Yeah. Gonna have food, vendors, beer, and more.
Put on the leather.
Yeah, leathers. Yeah. Yeah. It's brought to you by the Cape Coral Department of Parks and Rec and 96K Rock.
Got your best gal riding, bitch.
Yeah. Those were the days. Yeah.
When you can,
on the hog.
Yep. Yep. And when they have bike night there, it's great because they got all the vendors there where you can buy more leather.
Yeah.
And you can buy loud pipe save lives bumper stickers.
Yep. Yep.
Awesome.
This Saturday night. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
We got one thing on the board right now. It's Fort Myers got a crash. Gladiolus Drive and South Tamiami Trail. And you are up to date. One more traffic update. By the way, this one brought to you by Jet's Pizza. One more traffic update coming up in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the Evening News with Eric Severide in New York, George Herman in Washington, Leslie Stahl in Washington, Fred P. Graham in Atlanta, Peter Kalischer in Paris, Tom Fenton in Paris, Robert Shackney in Des Moines, and tonight, a special report, The Energy Crisis.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, February 5th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
Look at this. Is Haney really a bike guy? We'd love to let him take ours out for some time.
No. No. That's make-believe.
Yeah. That's fantasy land.
Yep.
I don't know if it goes on now, but it used to. Look, Haney and I have always had a good relationship with the bikers in town and the groups. We've done a lot of stuff with them and the poker runs and all that. I don't know if it exists today, but it did about 20 years ago. You'd have the real bikers. You know, they rode and they it's a good, tight-knit community. And then you'd have the ultra-rich that just for status symbol and status symbol land had to get their Harley and their leathers and all that. And they just liked the idea that they rode.
They like to play.
Yeah. And it was playtime where it's not the lifestyle. I don't know if it exists now, but I remember there used to be people that worked here years and years ago that made way too much money. And they would spend it on their Harleys and their leathers and all that just to be, you know, seen. And it's like, you guys aren't bikers. You just don't know what to do with your money. Versus the guys and the gals that live it.
Yep. It's like in our CB days, you know. We were good buddies, but
yep,
there are also a lot of ratchet jaws.
Yep. Couldn't shut them up.
Did I say time for things you didn't know? I think I did.
Yeah.
We had the honor of hosting Junior's daddy yesterday.
Yeah, I like the guy a lot.
And that's his name, Big Daddy.
Yep.
And we employ his son, Junior.
Yeah. You know our saying.
Now, we were talking to him about his life and career. Yeah. He does mornings on a radio station in Sioux City, Iowa. And then he was talking to us because as a radio guy, I think the word he used is we are considered freaks because in the radio business, we've stayed in the same place for so long.
Yeah.
Well, we got a long way to go to catch the record. Because
right?
we figure okay. we've done a couple of decades here.
Yeah, well, what are we? 90s, aughts. Yeah, we're in our third, fast approaching our fourth decade.
Well, the world record for the longest career at the same company is over 80 years.
Working for the same company for 80 years?
Yes. There is, and counting, by the way, there is a man in Brazil who began working at a textile company when he was 15 years old, and he is still employed there, working every day now. He is in his late 90s.
God bless him. Probably no 401k.
You know, I don't know enough about his particular situation.
Yeah, maybe he just loves his work in textiles.
Or maybe they let him kind of slack off when yeah. he turns 75 and yep. they just keep him around as a mascot.
Yep.
Are there insects in Antarctica?
That's a good question. Well, I always go with this philosophy. If you're bringing it up, there probably are.
Well, how many do you think?
How many of the same species or how many different species?
How many different species do you think?
I don't know. Probably hundreds, thousands.
There is only one type of insect.
Is it like the one you were showing me today?
No, that's just a creepy thing. That what did I call it? A rat tail maggot?
A rat-tailed maggot.
Did we put it on our page?
Yeah, I did.
It is the creepiest thing, and I found out about it. It was a story on the Daily Mail, and a woman in New Zealand found a bunch of these things on her floor and didn't know what it was. Stan saw a video of this, because when they reach a certain stage in their growth, you cannot tell if they're an insect or a baby rat.
Yeah, because it goes through to the stage where it looks like a slug with a tail that you can see through it, like a leech.
Mm-hmm.
And then it loses the gel.
And it turns black.
Look at this thing. Get it away from me. Oh, my God.
That is one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen.
Yep, I got to agree with you. Is that what's in Antarctica?
No,
oh.
But you brought it up, and I figured may as well mention it again.
It's got a tail.
A rat-tailed maggot. I've never heard of it. And the lady, called her son-in-law, come get this. I don't know what this is, because you don't know. You see a thing with a rat tail on it crawling around, and you don't know what it is.
No.
It's like a headless rat.
Yeah. Yep. You want to set a trap for it.
Yeah, it'll give you the heebie-jeebies, yep. folks.
Set out a Victor.
The one type of insect in Antarctica is a tiny fly called the Belgica, and it is able to handle the freezing temperatures and all of the harshness of Antarctica, but it's the only one. I don't know if I should do this or not.
What?
The number of people having quickie weddings in Las Vegas is falling out of fashion.
I'm not having a quickie wedding.
Well, you said you were.
It's going to be a simple wedding, but it's not like I'm going to like the drive-through wedding chapel.
Well, how long is it going to take? Because I need to know.
I believe it's going to be a four-hour event. It's going to be done in a half hour.
You're not going to have that guy that was at the royal wedding where he went way over time, are you?
No.
The number of people having weddings in Vegas is dropping. It went from 128,000 in 2004 to 81,000 in 2014. This story interested me because my first reaction was, well, this is a very modern problem. But then I thought about it and thought, not really. In different ways over the years, yeah. I'm sure it's happened. There is a company called Quadriga CX from British Columbia. They manage about $137 million worth of their customers' digital cryptocurrency assets. Basically, they work kind of like a stock exchange, only with, you know, digital currencies mm-hmm. like your Bitcoin and whatnot. People use real money to buy, sell, and trade currencies on their platform, and the company securely stores the people's assets. Simple enough.
Yeah.
But the 30-year-old founder of the company suddenly died. Now, of course, that's a tragedy. But it is particularly bad news for their customers. Because the founder of the company was the only person on the planet who knew the password to access all of the funds.
There he is right there.
No one can access their money. $137 million. His widow just filed for bankruptcy protection for the company as they try to figure out some way out of this. They claim that they have paid experts to come in and try and hack their own stuff.
Can't do it.
And no one's been able to do it. Meanwhile, there are some cynical users of the platform that suggest the entire thing was a scam and that their money is long gone. And they may have a point. The company has been investigated in the past for what Canadians call irregularities.
Yep. Yeah.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, researchers at Texas A&M are working on a new AI program that could be quite helpful. It monitors voices and has the capability to inform you when your spouse is in a bad mood and ready to fight.
How does it do that?
Well, let's think about it. If you knew it was, well, that time of the month,
right,
you could address the issue early or immediately start tap dancing on the old eggshells. It works by listening to the pitch and tone of the voice and how vocal patterns change throughout the day.
Yeah, like when Dave comes into the room, you can hear my tone change.
Really? I never noticed. Are you talking about when you say things like, what are you doing here, or oh no, or for Christ's sake? Those are cues, I guess.
Those are cues.
Yeah. So far, they have tested it on 34 different couples, and it can detect signs of conflict with what they say is 79% accuracy, or better than what you can do. It's not clear how soon they'll be able to jam this into your Alexa or how much it'll cost, so it'll be a while.
Yeah.
But how valuable would that be?
Yeah, it's a good thing to have. It would save a lot of marriages.
Yeah. You get a text message like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Honey, I just wanted to let you know I'm I gotta work late. Bye. And let her stew on her own.
Yeah. Or you could go and do something nice for her to put her in a better mood.
Oh. like, what are you saying? Send her flowers? Is that what you're saying?
Send her flowers, but do something nice.
Like what?
I don't know. If you're working late and, you know she's in a bad mood, they pick up a little something for her.
Like what?
I don't know.
Just pick something.
Ice cream sundae. You know, she loves butterscotch.
Hmm. Oh, that's lovely, Stan. Worked late tonight, huh? You bring me an ice cream sundae.
Yeah, I know it's your favorite.
Out of the blue.
Yeah, it's your favorite. I know that you weren't doing too well.
Well, tells me you're feeling a little guilt over something.
I'm not feeling any guilt. I just
Then why did you bring me an ice cream sundae? What are you really up to? You bring me a sundae out of the blue like this, you may as well just say, F you. What is wrong with you? You do this all the time. And you're standing there bewildered.
Yeah, minding my own beeswax.
Yeah, because you're living in the real world. Sorry about that, folks. There's a 33-year-old woman in Paradise, Newfoundland, Canada. And last week, she went to the convenience store, bought a scratchy, and won $38,000.
Oh, good for her.
There was one slight issue, though.
What?
She purchased the lottery ticket using a freshly stolen credit card.
Ah.
The police investigated, figured out the thief had used that credit card to buy lottery tickets at the convenience store. So when the woman went to try and cash in the ticket at the lottery office the next day, she was immediately arrested for fraud and possession of a stolen credit card. Mm. On balance, it's probably worth it.
Yeah. Now, the person that got the card stolen, being that they purchased the ticket, they be entitled to the
fraudulent charge, Stan?
Yep. It's taken right off the books.
Yep.
Got to issue you a new card.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, I know this will come as a shock to some of you, but there was a time in this country when people grew the F up.
Yeah.
That once you got past a certain age, you could expect that certain things wouldn't happen.
Annie and I were on our own in our teens.
Yeah, well, it's different now. And you have informed me that when it comes to relationships, it never ends.
Oh, it doesn't. You can be 90. It doesn't end.
Well, let's take a look at 48-year-old Jennifer Brassard.
Oh, jeez.
She lives in beautiful Brooksville, Florida.
Where's that?
It is between Tampa and Ocala, I think.
Okay. I figured I'd better ask you than asking somebody like Dave, who
he'll make something up.
Yesterday, talking about Cape Coral, was doing a story in Cape Coral.
Right down the street from his house.
He knew where it was, and then it wasn't anywhere near that.
So, 48-year-old Jennifer gets into an argument with her boyfriend on Friday night. Must have been one hell of an argument.
Yeah.
We don't really know how it started. We just know how it ended. She wound up hitting her boyfriend in the face with a frozen pork chop.
That's a weapon.
Well, it did leave a decent-sized cut under his left eye, and, she ran off screaming into the night like a banshee. The police had to go and track her down, and she was arrested for domestic battery.
Looks like she got hit with something, too. Ricocheted pork chop, I think.
Either that or she didn't watch her head.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, Haney, a listener texted you and wanted to point out to you that you can't buy lotto tickets with credit cards. You just read fake news.
It's different in Canada if you were paying attention.
Yep. Jeez, these people.
Idiot.
You know what? Enjoy the show, you Jack Paul.
Not necessarily. You can't buy a lotto scratchy with a credit card.
In the United States, yeah. In Florida, yeah. But in Canada, you can.
Yep. Thank you, Haney.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, February 5th.
Double MXIX.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
You know, Texter, you better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
Give me one of those, Junior.
Oh, yeah, hold on. Hold on, we got to get a turn.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Jesus, like pulling teeth around
here. I know it. We'll be back.
We made Jason Priestley cry like a woman. And we can do the same for you if you're some sort of effeminate, drug-addled, washed-up asshole. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Thank you for spending your afternoon with us. The Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, North Fort Myers got a crash. Slater Road and Bayshore Road right by the Publix. Fort Myers, crash. Forum Boulevard and Colonial Boulevard. Let's see. Ah, Fort Myers crash. Miss Veronica Shoemaker Boulevard. And Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Oh, we got one more, and it's North Fort Myers. Crash, Hancock Bridge Parkway, and North Cleveland Avenue. And you are up to date.
Son, on that old Mississippi saxophone.
By the way, in Pennsylvania, you can buy lottery tickets with a credit card.
once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Traveling a lot, I drunk pack. Do we all know what drunk packing is? Right? It's like you come home and you're like, gonna watch this Extends infomercial on silent. Pour myself a cup of water and then forget about it on this table. And now it is time to pack for my 5-day trip to Jamaica. What do I need for 5 days in Jamaica? One underwears. Six bow ties. I'm gonna bring this bulky Santa suit with me to Jamaica. It's gonna be so hot in Jamaica. I'm gonna bring some weed because I don't know if they're gonna have any weed in Jamaica. What's this? Pictures from seventh grade. I should probably look at these for 45 minutes.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. A college student in Greensboro, North Carolina, heard a noise in her closet.
Uh-oh.
She's in her apartment, college student apartment. Heard a noise in her closet over the weekend. Thought it might have been maybe a raccoon in there or something messing around.
So did she have her boyfriend go check?
No, she checked.
Well, see, you're not supposed to do
or
that.
Or she thought, well, you know, I kind of believe in ghosts, and maybe it's a ghost in there.
She believes in ghosts. Okay.
Well, it wasn't a ghost. It turned out to be a creepy guy living in her closet.
Okay, that's worse than a raccoon.
She went and said, just, you know, thinking of hearing a ghost or anybody there?
Yes.
Yup. She opens it up. He had been in. Look at this. That guy trying on her clothes, trying on her shoes.
That's a serial killer, Stan.
Your worst nightmare. Here she is. Here she is talking about what.
I just hear rattling in my closet. Like, it sounds like a raccoon is in my closet. Put my hand on the knob, and I'm like, who's in here? And if somebody answers me, he's like, oh, my name's Drew. So I open the door, and he's in there wearing all of my clothes, my socks, my shoes, has a book bag full of my clothes. And he tries on my hat, goes to my bathroom, looks in the mirror. He was like, you're really pretty. Can I hug you? Last night, I did not feel safe. I slept with my roommate in her bed. I can't stay here. Like, my closet, it stinks. Every time I go in there, it's like, it's a bad vibe. That's why I'm ready to just leave.
Look at that guy. Is that a serial killer?
He's scared. Can you imagine a college girl find that living in your closet?
Hi, my name's Drew. Can I hug you?
What the hell is going on? And then did you see this, homeless guy in Los Angeles? I guess the people were on vacation and he just moved into their mansion. Yeah. And when they show up to go into their own house, he politely asked them to leave until it took a good 10 minutes to explain to him it was their house. And then at the end of 10 minutes of telling them to leave, he realizes he may have been mistaken, but he really thinks this is his house. But if you're sure... And then he asked if he could take a shower before he left.
Oh, yeah, sure. You need a fresh towel?
What is wrong with you? You don't live in the woman's closet. You know this.
Yep. He seemed right at home there.
What goes on with people, Stan?
He's mentally ill. Or, like Dave, nowhere to go.
And the parents just got sick of him.
Yep. Like Dave.
Well, Drew's done it again.
Yeah.
Well, I washed my hands of it this time.
Don't ever plan to go to Hawaii.
Well, I hadn't.
Well, you know, dream vacation.
Well, we were talking about it.
Even if you won a trip to Hawaii.
But yeah, it's too long. It takes too long to get there. Too much time on an airplane.
Once you're there.
They don't like us.
If one congressman has his way,
you will not be on his island.
Well, they don't like us. We know that.
It doesn't matter what color you are or where you're from.
We're Howies.
Even if you lived there, you're not welcome on their island.
Wait a second.
If this congressman has his way.
Native Hawaiians aren't welcome?
Not if this congressman has his way. It's something you do.
We're taxing them. That did decrease use somewhat. But we still have 140,000 people in our state that smoke cigarettes. You don't see them as much anymore because we kind of, you know, made them hide. But they're going to die. Half of them are going to die if they keep smoking. And we can prevent that.
I don't think it's a good idea. It's taking away our rights to choose. That's what I think.
It's my right. It's my life. So it's my choice.
Our beach will be free of cigarette butts, our parks, like, all that. Kids won't be exposed. You don't have to worry about your baby or your dog, you know, chewing on a cigarette butt. I mean, we'll be the first state to be cigarette-free. I mean, I think that's really cool.
He wants to. This is Congressman Richard Cragin. He has put in a bill in the state of Hawaii that will ban smoking, period, in the state unless you're older than 100 years old.
What
you're
a jerk.
Older than 100, but you're not welcome. If he has his way, if you smoke, don't go to Hawaii.
They really and truly want the government to be, it's like we're perpetual children and the government is our mom and dad. They know best. No, they don't. They're idiots.
L.A. Rams tackle.
You know who I'd have respect for? A smoker who made the case that we should do away with smoking.
Right.
Because someone who's look at it this way. We won't have to deal with cigarette butts. And, well, that's great. But you won't have to go through withdrawal from a lifetime habit because you never started. So you don't even know what it is.
Yeah, that's Congressman Richard Cragin. I bet you there's a D next to his name.
Blue skies.
Yeah,
every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.